Okay, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all those ships out at sea. This is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. The SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by KBZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contacts direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they check in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for our digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Prior to starting, I would like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time, and if so, call now, please. Okay. That's good, because this is a festive day. No emergencies. Do we have any buddy celebrating their birthday today, yesterday, tomorrow, last week, this week? If so, we'd like to have you come aboard and let's have you receive a Christmas present from South Cars. Over.
XCX.
Almost doubled with you. Hi, Woody. Is it your birthday, Tiger? Over. Or one of your family?
Why? She... it was back on the 18th, but that should count, since I haven't told you before. N5XDX.
Well, belated happy. That's great, Woody. Thanks for coming aboard. Okay, I'm honored here today to introduce the Santa Express Special. And this program will highlight the activities of this season around the world and will be moderated by Mrs. Santa Claus herself. Now let me advise all stations connected that the net might be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast, and all stations participating will be part of that recording. Let me buy a nickel here and recharge everybody's timers. Okay, KY6V for South Cars, and I'm very proud to introduce everyone to our one and only Mrs. Santa. She joins us today, making this her fifth consecutive appearance with us on South Cars, and we are very delighted that she has once again accepted. Allow me for a moment to give you some brief information regarding the Clauses. Mr. and Mrs. Claus are very private people, despite their very public roles, and I'm in the delicate position of knowing many things, and today I have been charged with being a spokesperson for the North Pole. After all, Mr. and Mrs. Claus are very dear friends, however, it's a great responsibility. Everyone always asks the question, what is Mrs. Claus's first name? And as far as first name for Mrs. Claus, I've always addressed her as Mrs. Claus, and there isn't a written rule about this at the North Pole, but nobody here would dare address her as anything else. Even Santa calls her Mrs. Claus, although we have heard every now and then that he'll call her honey, too. I think this is because Santa shows such care and respect for Mrs. Claus. He demands that everything be polite around her and gets very upset when she has to intervene in the arguments between the elves. Mrs. Claus is very dignified and warm. She's well-mannered and polite. Santa always opens up the door for her, seats her at the table, makes certain that she dresses warmly when going outside, because Mrs. Santa treats her like a queen, the rest of us do too. Now, Mrs. Claus will be our moderator today. Let me buy a nickel. But she will have the help of reporters from around the world. representing from the representatives from the Postal Service, Chief Inventory Specialist, and Naughty and Nice Checkers. And this year, Mrs. Santa will be riding on the sleigh with her husband. Santa Claus has such technical advances on his sleigh this year, and we'll share some of those with you. I helped Santa to install a new GPS system, an APRS system, long-range over-the-horizon radar system on his sleigh, and he is now the proud owner of a 4G Droid cell phone with all of the apps necessary for him to function when necessary. So, well, with all of that said, I'm going to turn the program over to Mrs. Claus. Welcome. Thanks for being with us again this year. And the stage is yours, my lady. KY6V, over.
Well, welcome everyone, and a very, very Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Thank you, Gordon, for your nice comments and your special introduction. I don't think Santa and I have thanked you enough for all you did recently to help outfit his sleigh with all those upgrades and those technological gadgets on his sleigh. It was such a special visit. So our special gift to you this year is your private sleigh with your own private reindeer. This year's Santa Express will just be a little bit different. You know, I usually stay at the North Pole and keep in contact with Santa by my 4G iPhone and the wire-free coast-to-coast North Pole to South Pole computer. I was always texting and twittering him with requests from everyone, but there were times he just lost track of time and location. Santa has been by himself the past few years, and you know Santa has a problem with talking and steering at the same time. He was one of those distracted drivers, and we have quite some heated discussions on this topic. So, in the past year or so, we've decided to make it a special event for the two of us, and I will be accompanying Santa on his fastest sleigh. After all, I can keep him bundled and warm and on the right and narrow path so he does not stray from his appointed destination. Santa sometimes has not been able to feed and take care of those reindeer like he should, so I just thought it was time for me to take control of their health and welfare. After all, everyone everywhere is depending on the reindeer leading Santa to their homes. Let me take a pause here. You know, girls and boys and ladies and gents, Rudolph was under the weather recently, and his bright, shiny nose may not be lighting Santa's way unless I feed him some of that chicken soup and medicine prescribed by the vet. All of those upgrades in technology that you helped us install, Gordon, throughout the year will help me keep in contact with all of my helpers and elves and staff at the North Pole. You know, Santa's job just got a little easier. Santa's head elf, Henry, reported today to the Holiday Post that while Santa was high up in the sky testing out his new sleigh, the fog, the rain, the sleet, and the snow was so bad that it was really hard to see. When the elves heard this, they quickly set to working on a new gadget that lights up to help Santa Claus locate houses from below. They call it a Santa Beacon. So today, too, the elves will be looking into every nook and cranny of the workshop to make sure every toy has been packed. Last year, as you recall, Santa Claus had to come back and pick up some of those yo-yos. You know, using great care to take up as little space as possible, the sleigh-loading elves have stocked the sleigh with the supplies Santa Claus and myself need for our long flight. This includes things like a flashlight, a blanket, extra carrots, hot cocoa for where it's cold, and ice water for where it's hot, and other beverages as well when we get tired. People sometimes forget that Santa Claus flies through every kind of weather and climate as he rounds the globe, hot, cold, and in between. Let me pause here once again. So, Gordon, KY6V, we need a favor from you this year. Santa and I have discussed this from time to time. Remember the gift, the sleigh and the reindeer? Chief Elf Henry will be guiding the sleigh to the Hawaiian Islands soon. We cannot send you Rudolph because he is under the weather, but we're sending you Rudolph Jr., and you can guide your sleigh efficiently with Rudolph Jr. because, you know, his expertise is guiding is inbred. He's fast, and his shiny nose is so much brighter than Rudolph Sr. You know, it must be the age thing with Rudolph Sr. Can you hurry back to the North Pole to keep the elves on track and disciplined if necessary? You know what happens when little girls and boys get together. And my assistant for elf production is having problems. I've been thinking, with me by Santa's side, I can make sure that he does not push those wrong buttons and head the wrong way, and you can help those elves concentrate on what's important to those children all around the world. As you recall, Santa chose not to get those badly needed glasses last year and again this year, and he hasn't gone for his checkup yet. Leave it to a man to wait to the final moment. He may not be able to read the instruments as clearly as we had hoped. Also, Santa is vain. He does not like to be seen with glasses, so he may forget his spectacles altogether, and he doesn't like contacts. You know, this trip Santa is not going to be happy making those pit stops for me, but we will have fun. So, Gordon KY6B, can you confirm that you can take the time and head to the North Pole when asked? KY6B, from Mrs. Claus.
All right, have a little king problem here. I can do that, Mrs. Claus, no problem at all. I'm currently hovering over Waikiki Beach. I cleared the Big Island of Hawaii just moments ago, and I see an awful lot of activity down there in the beach, so it's going to be a fun day. And the weather is very nice. Rudolph Jr. is just doing a superb job. So I have just ordered a 180, and we're headed back to the pole. Over.
All right, that's super news, Gordon. And I wanted to tell everyone we are over India right now, Bangalore, India. And as we are heading on our way to visit all those homes. But once again, Merry Christmas to one and all, and especially to all those boys and girls and ladies and gents of all ages worldwide awaiting the arrival of Santa. Welcome also to all my team and Santa helpers who will be assisting me today. This year, Santa is making a few extra stops. He is stopping at the International Space Station to deliver joy and happiness to all of the astronauts, and he's going to make a flyby over Mars, because all of us know future habitation is being planned on Mars, and he wants to make sure landing is okay. You know, this is Mrs. Santa Claus, and it is with the help of my very, very good friend Kathleen, most of you know her as Kilo 6 Sierra United November, that I'm able to connect to all of you today. Even though Santa and I have most recently been able to get our ham tickets, we're unable to do much talking over the airwaves, so I am really looking forward to our chat today. Kathleen and I right now are connected through Skype, and Kathleen is patching me through her system as the control operator. I know she's very active on South Cars and a school teacher and is on that very much needed 2-week vacation. I hope that she is enjoying the rest and relaxation. It is such a shame because I am sure she would have had so much to contribute to the Christmas festivities, but I know she needs the rest as well. So I know you're listening, Kathleen. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Kathleen had been talking to both Santa and myself over the years on becoming ham operators and get licensed, and we took her up on her offer of help. Her help and South Car's course material sure helped us greatly. It's such a pleasure to be your moderator today as we talk to all the boys and girls and guys and gals of all ages as we prepare for Christmas in each of our households. Let me take a pause here, and I want to share something with you. You know, I often hear people ask, does Santa really exist? Well, most definitely. He's alive. He's right next to me here. And, well, in all the hearts of all the children throughout the world and in my life. You know, he's known by many names, including Saint Nick. Santa Claus is known for his kindness and giving gifts to the less fortunate, sprinkling gifts of gold down people's chimneys and hiding surprises in their stockings. Long before the Wright brothers flew the first airplane or the Montgolfier brothers launched the first hot air balloon, Santa had to find a way to travel from house to house at great speed. Santa's choice for quick transportation was a herd of flying reindeer. We do know that Santa enlisted the reindeer to help him with his worldwide mission of gift-giving. So rest assured, children, he will be at your home sometime tonight. But you know, the other day he wrote a poem for all of you that is entitled, Is Santa Real? Because we've been getting a lot of mail with just that comment, "Is Santa real?" So I'm going to take another pause. I'm going to read this short poem for you as we continue our Santa Express program this morning. So here is the poem he wrote. "For many a child I often hear a question one would think I fear. So inquisitive their minds, so bright their eyes, I never be a party to feeding them lies. Santa, are you real?" they ask and ask. Answering each in earnest is a monumental task. Driven like a race car, persistent, oh, they are. They whisper in my ear, they shout it from afar. "Santa, are you real or not?" My friends all say you're fakes. Please answer me once and for all. Answer now for Christmas' sake. Well, I answer the question with a question of my own. If I'm not real, then who wrote this poem? It's the spirit, you see, that makes Santa be. And certainly now, while that spirit's in me, I am real, and I am Santa. So, as we continue on with our program this morning, I'm going to actually throw it out there right at this point. I'm going to take a little break from my usual program, and I'm going to ask for some check-ins. I see Cole is there in Fort Myers, I believe, Naples. But I'm looking for any check-ins at this point. Now, this is Mrs. Claus coming through K6SUN system. So this is boys and girls, ladies and gents, or anyone anywhere that would like to come aboard and check in this morning. And as you check in, tell us your wish list. Tell us where your location is, and maybe the weather and the decorations around. So at this point, I'm throwing it out to anyone to come aboard.
November, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
P-U-J.
And for the facilities of KC2RMO, this is Gary, and I'll be broadcasting today.
Well, this is a superstar. And actually, Mr. Gary, through the station KC2RMO in Syracuse, New York, and everyone, Mr. Gary is our chief broadcaster, and he's going to be throwing it all to us reporters to get their reports. So he's a major part that is helping Santa Claus and myself, and we appreciate your taking the time away from your busy, busy schedule to help us out. So let me start with you, Doug. Pleasure to hear you once again. I was just listening to you this morning. So N6NFF from the Grand State of California, tell us what the atmosphere is out there, the mood in your household, the mood in the area, how children are taking the arrival of Santa, maybe those cookies, or what your wish list is. And of course, we want to check our naughty and nice checker too to make sure that you've been naughty and nice. So, N6NFF, Doug, come aboard.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Claus. As it is morning here in Sacramento, California, this is N6NFF. My name is Doug, that's right. And we are located in Sacramento, California, where we have mostly clear skies and a temperature of 43 degrees. We had frost earlier in the morning. We woke up to 34 degrees. My South Car's number is Echo 1874. That's Echo $18.74. Well, you'll be glad to know, Mrs. Claus, that the mood is very festive here on this Christmas Eve day. The shopping malls are crowded with last-minute Christmas shoppers. And if Santa comes tonight, and I'm sure that he will, he can expect very good weather, not only here in the Sacramento Valley, but up in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. So he will have no problem whatsoever in delivering the Christmas presents to all the good little boys and girls and all the men and women here in the Sacramento Valley. Let me pause to reset all of the timers. As far as a Christmas wish is concerned, first of all, my wife and I don't have any children. The closest thing to a child is Rufus the guide dog. He's a black lab of almost 3 years old. He would like for Santa to bring him a new Nylabone, because he just can't get enough of the Nylabone. He likes to chew that all day long if we'd let him. So he would like that. As far as Sheila and I are concerned, my wife Sheila is a ham too. Her call is November 6, India, Kilo Bravo. You may hear from her in a little bit. We would like an uninterruptible power supply for our computer. We need one real bad. So we're hoping that Santa Claus will slide one of those down the chimney for us tonight. In any event, Mrs. Claus, that's all we have. We certainly wish you and the jolly old elf himself a very safe travel around the world today. And we trust that you will arrive back at the North Pole safely and have a very good Christmas day. We'll say 73 through K6SUN. This is N6NFF. Have a safe trip, Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Doug, and hopefully Sheila will come aboard. You know, I'm thinking last year you wanted a power supply last year, too, and Santa didn't deliver one to you. Such a shame. But I think you talked about Rufus, and I think you said something about a bone. So, you know, I'm going to throw it, actually, to Mr. Geary. He's also our naughty and nice checker, but he's also our inventory checker at this point. And see if it, we have some of those in stock, and see if they were put into Santa's bag, so we can make sure that you try to get that this year. So, Mr. Geary, our chief broadcaster, but also a helper on the naughty and nice list and the inventory checker. Do you think we have one of those for Doug this year? Geary, come aboard, and please let Doug have some joy this year with a power supply. So what do you think? Is he a good, is he naughty, or is he nice? Geary, come aboard.
Well, Mrs. Claus, thank you. While you were talking to Doug, I did check the naughty and nice database, and Doug made the nice list. He's fine, but let me just check here the inventory. Bear with me just a moment here while I call up the inventory program. And yes, we do have a number of UPSs in stock. Let me just check with Earl in the warehouse here. Earl, could you look in bin 17? We need at least one UPS. We want to get it out to Doug on the resupply when they come back in. Thank you. Earl's giving me the thumbs up, so I'm going to say Doug's looking good for it this year, Mrs. Claus. We'll send it back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Geary, for checking with Earl, and hopefully those elves are better than they have been in the past, and they're not giving you a lot of problems. But thanks for sharing that with us, and Doug, hopefully we can get you that power, uninterrupted power supply. You know, and as you're talking about that, I wanted to tell you that a Christmas gift that Mr. Gordon, KY6V, gave to Mr. Claus and myself. Now, we have a lot of computers, laptops, and desktops, but we do so much moving around, and so we wanted a tablet. And he got us a Dell, I think it's a Venue 11 Pro, and we have that tablet with us up here, but it was our concern. What happens when the battery wears out? And he outfitted us with a fantastic place to put our battery. It's what lights some of our lights up. And so maybe as Gordon comes aboard, he can talk a little bit further about that. But I got that wish so that we can try to keep track of things a little better this year. So with that, I'm going to throw it way down in to Naples. And I'm going to talk to PUJ first. And hopefully Cole is there beside you as well. And hopefully both of you are enjoying the program so far. And we want to hear from Cole and see what he wants for Christmas, as well as you, Tony. What does you and your wife wish from Santa Claus this year? So, KJ4PUJ. From Mrs. Claus, coming through the 6 Sierra United November system, please come aboard.
Say Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus.
This is KJ4PUJ.
This is KJ4PUJ.
In Naples, Florida.
Naples, Florida.
Where it's sunny and 75. And we're going to pause and buy a nickel. Hello, Mrs. Claus. This is KJ4PUJ, Tony, down in Naples, Florida. Cole is finishing a quick bite on a cookie because he didn't understand the buy a nickel. We're doing fine down here. The Christmas spirit is spreading. Christmas Eve dinner is in the oven. There are fresh-baked cookies, which Cole is munching on. And I'm going to pause for just a second and give Cole a chance to finish swallowing his cookie, and then he would like to say hello to everybody. Speak up.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus.
And hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
Okay, and tell Mrs. Claus what you would like for Christmas.
Galaxy Squad and Halo.
Galaxy Squad and Halo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Legos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell her.
Galaxy Squad, but there's no Legos.
Okay. Is there anything else?
And Halo Legos, too.
All right. Do you want to say anything to the people around the world that are listening?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Say thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you, Cole. I think I heard you wanted Legos. You know, our only son that we have just loved Legos, but that's a long, long time ago. And, you know, that's something that you can make such things with, and some of them actually are motorized now. But I heard about Legos. I'm not sure what a Galaxy Squad is. So maybe, Cole, just get yourself a little bit closer to the microphone. Tell me what a Galaxy Squad is, and then I'm going to throw it to one of our checkers to make sure that you've been nice this year, and also to see if we have it possibly in our inventory, because if we don't have it on board, you know, we have ways of getting it on board. So Cole, come back aboard and tell me what a Galaxy Squad is. I'm not sure I know what that is. So Tony, try to get him a little closer to the mic, and because you know I'm old and my ears are not as good as they used to be. So Cole, come back aboard and share with everyone what a Galaxy Squad is.
Okay, go ahead.
A Galaxy Squad is a kind of Lego figure that's the good guys. That's a little spaceman that they have space.
Can you speak up, Cole?
That they have spaceships and they fight aliens.
Are they good guys or bad guys?
Guys.
They're good guys. So you want to
be the space guys.
The space guys. Okay. So they're good guy Lego space fighters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mrs. Claus will check the warehouse and check with Santa, okay?
Okay.
Say thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Cole. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you. You know, I have a very, very good friend, and her name is Kathleen. Very involved in South Cars, but she's also a school teacher. She teaches high school, though. You must be in kindergarten. So, Galaxy Squad, that sounds really interesting. You know, our son used to be very much into the Transformers, where there were aliens, too. So it looks like you'll have a lot of fun with that. And you know what? I won't guarantee it, but we'll do our very best to get that to you on Christmas. And I hope you're enjoying your time with Mr. Tony, and those cookies are just superb, and that you are enjoying the weather as well, and looking forward to Santa's delivery this evening. But let me throw it out there to one of my checkers, and his name is Gordon, and he is going to check and see if we have inventory of the Galaxy Squad and the Legos. And also, he's going to check that naughty and nice list to see if you've done everything you need to be doing this year. So, KY6V, can you check for me on Cole? And you could, at the same time, check for me on Tony to make sure he's been good, too. I don't think he told me what he wanted. So, KY6V, can you come aboard and share with us today?
Okay, I saw Jack, J-A-K, keyed up. Didn't hear any audio, Jack, so checky, checky. I'm sure Mrs. Claus will come right back to you. Well, I've already accomplished what you've asked, and I'm very happy to report that both of these individuals, that being Tony himself and Cole, are 5 stars. They have 5-star ratings. I've also checked the inventory. In fact, there's some on board with you right now. Both the request items have been very popular this year, so I know that Santa's got some on the sleigh, and I also know that we've got quite a few that we can get to him from the warehouse. So it looks like it's a go, Mrs. Claus, KY6V, over.
Okay, super, and I hope you were hearing that, Tony. I saw you bounce off, but our inventory checker, and not a nice checker, said it's a go for the both of you. So hopefully Santa, if he does not have that in his bag, you know, we have ways of getting it there. We will do everything in our power to give you those two gifts, because I will tell you from experience, Legos are fantastic. You can build so much with them. Cole, have a wonderful Christmas and a very happy new year. Have a very great school year. And hopefully you can listen as we continue in the program, because we hear from a lot of people around the world here. And shortly we'll actually be hearing from a very dear reporter in Russia. And right now, everyone, I'll tell you that Santa and I are heading for Pakistan. We've just left India. We're heading for Pakistan, so we're just moving right along. So with that, I'm going to pick up Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, who is going to be a great help for us this year. But he also wants to check in with a wish list. You know, I understood a while back that his lovely wife had sent a letter to us saying that you were naughty, Mr. Gary. So we're going to have to really think about this. I'm going to have to throw it to someone else and see if you've been taken off that list. The KC2RMO, please come aboard.
Well, unfortunately, my wife is, my darling wife is not here to lend her comment to this just yet. She's actually out buying some stuff for tonight. We have some family coming over tonight, and we have family coming over tomorrow. We have actually family coming over for the whole week, so it's going to be kind of crazy here this week. But I did appeal the statement made by my wife, and hopefully it got through channels, and my good name has been cleared, because this obviously was said in jest, and we wouldn't want anybody to take it too literally anyway. So hopefully, you know, my appeal has been heard and I've been exonerated. I can only hope this, because I did have some things on the Christmas wish list that would have been, you know, really, really nice. You know, it would have been, you know, it's funny that galaxies keep appearing here. Our young gentleman wanted a galaxy, I believe it was a Galaxy Ranger. I wanted a Galaxy 500 XL, like a 64. I thought that would be really good. But even if I don't get that, there was just a ton of really cool stuff that I was kind of hoping for, but don't know, because we'll have to see how the status of my name is doing. And unfortunately, I'm not allowed to check my own name here, so I can't do that. I have the naughty and nice checker, but it won't respond to me. Let me buy a nickel. I'm locked out of this thing, so it's no good. But really, you know, when you think about it, I just have a lot of good stuff anyway. But I want, most of all, for everybody to get what they want for Christmas, and I just hope it's the happiest ever. And with that, we will go back to you, Mrs. Claus, and resume the festivities.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary. And the wife is out getting some additional things, and you'll have to come back aboard and tell everyone if you've got your coffee maker the other night. But Galaxy 500, I'm not sure if that can be put in a sleigh. So you may just have to wait for the future for that. But, you know, Gary, we're going to check that naughty and nice list. And we'll check also the inventory. But I'm almost sure we can't put that in our sleigh. But we'll check and see how many check marks are beside your name, and whether we've taken some of those off. because you don't want to do things like that in jest with Santa Claus. He takes everything so serious. So with that, I'm going to call on you, Mr. Gordon, KY6D, once again. Can you check and see what the status with Gary in our naughty and nice list?
Okay. Well, Mrs. Claus, I had to do some fumbling around to find this. There was an addendum to the end of the data report saying that there was an issue in Gary's household here that plummeted his rating down to 2 stars instead of where he was at 5. But the addendum says that it was researched. The comments that were made, as Gary indicated, were more in kidding than anything else. And his current rating is 4.9999. He's not quite at 5 yet, but he is so close, he's good to go. And we'll have to just look into this galaxy situation more because of its size. I will say to Gary that we do have galaxy models in inventory. I wonder if maybe that would suffice until we can do better. Mrs. Claus, go ahead. KY6V.
Well, thanks for that fine report, Gordon, because, you know, Gary does so much for everyone and for South Cars that we'd sure like him to get and have a very Merry Christmas. And so I'm glad that he was taken off that naughty list and put on the nice list. And, you know, before I close our session today, I will actually tell everyone what you have to do to get on that nice list and that naughty list. And, you know, we keep track of that really, really closely. So, since that was my end of my list, I was actually going to call on a station I saw keyed up, but he's not there at this moment. And maybe once I see him come back aboard, I'll pick him up. But let me continue. You know, I've been cooking goodies for Santa all week. Kathleen sent me those famous chocolate chip cookies and a fruit cake. And friends from South Cars have been sending goodies and cards for quite some time. But I sure hope all of you boys and girls will provide Santa Claus with some treats too, so that his tummy will be full. Cookies, crackers, and cheese, fudge, truffles, celery, carrots, cheesecake, just anything would be great. Santa is flying to each of you with his bundle of toys and joy, and with the help of all of my reporters around the world and friends of South Cars, we will know exactly where Santa is at all time. You know, through new technology, I will be texting and Twittering my elves, my chief administrative assistant, helpers at the North Pole, my broadcaster with your gift requests continually, and my reports from my staff on the naughty or nice list. We will also know Santa's location and weather conditions throughout his trip as we contact each of our reporters around the world. You know, we've had rain and snow and sleet, and it's been cold and not too warm in areas. Now, before I begin asking for check-ins once again, I want to introduce you to Santa's Express team, who have been working in the background so diligently to make the Santa Express a success for everyone worldwide this year. So, at this time, I'm going to introduce my team. Through traditions, though traditions may differ, the joy and magic of the holiday season is the same all around the world. We also have those stations available from different countries who will tell us how Christmas may be celebrated in their country. Status on packages and letters from Santa through the post office. And don't be shy if you wish a contact with any of our team. So let me pause here for a moment. Part of my team is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. I am coming through her system, even though she's probably not here to talk to each of you. She wishes you a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And I'm sure she's listening out there. We have a reporter on the scene, Gordon. His station is KY6V, and he's in the Hawaiian Islands. And we've heard from him. We also have reporter on the scene, Aslav, who is joined by Julian Serge through UA3QGN, and he's in Russia. And at this point, before I continue with the rest of my team, I'm going to throw it over there to you, Slav, because I know it's getting late for you. How about you and the family coming aboard and sharing with us about your traditions, your household, those gifts you want this year? And we hope to hear from each and every one of you. So UA3QGN, are you there by your radio? And can you come aboard and share with us how it is in Russia for Christmas?
Good day, Mrs. Close. Merry Christmas, every boy and girl of all ages, wherever you are. Here is Slav, one of Russia reporters, working for Sunday Today. We have a wonderful time. People are waiting for Santa, and some of them already put their socks on gas ovens and microwaves. And now let me pass microphone to another reporter, Julia. She will tell a bit more about the Russian traditions for Christmas time.
Hello. Fine. Okay. Good afternoon, Mrs. Santa Claus. This is Erin. I'm free Queen Uniform Tanga. I'm a Julia. And now my little story about our customs and traditions. First of all, it's a nice tradition to keep all doors open to let everybody to come and celebrate Christmas with you. We have special name for Christmas over here, Sachelnik. It is the name for special food made of rye, wheat, with honey and juices. It's a tradition not to eat till the first star appear in the sky. And when that time come, all family is at the table telling everybody good and kind words. We usually have many tasty things on the Christmas tree, pancakes, fish, homemade sausage, special fried food, honey cakes, zbiten, and certainly a fried goose. From the Christmas day start a bunch of holidays called Svyatki. There will be 11 magic days. And mic to my son, Serge. Mic to Serge.
Okay, this is Aran Free Queen, United States. My name is Serge, and a little story from me. We have a lot of nice and nice traditions for the time. Even students who have to pass a lot of examinations at the time will take part of in walking in funny dresses, visiting people, waking up if someone is already asleep, informing everybody that the sun has already turned into spring. There are usually a lot of singing and dancing, and people have a lot of presents and then gather for a common feast. Da? Mic to reporter Julia.
Okay, this is Julia. Young ladies like to tell fortunes at the base. They use candles, cards, mirrors. They would like to know if they will meet a nice guy next year. Will they be rich or poor? So they want to have a lot to the future. And now, mic to reporter's love.
Okay, thank you, Julia. I'm here is Slav, another reporter from Russia. So there is a little time left, and it's time to start that wonderful period of holidays in Russia. And let us wish Merry Christmas to people in all countries, to people of all ages. And if some of them don't believe in magic, Santa Claus will visit them and bring joy and happiness. And let us say again then, together with all my reporters, we would like to say
one
Merry Christmas. Okay, thank you, reporters, and I hope it everything was sounded not too bad over there in the sleigh of Santa. Over.
Well, thank you so much, Slav, Julia, and Serge. And Serge, you have accomplished a lot this year. You've started at the university, and hopefully you're doing well. You've also got your driver's license, and now you're driving a vehicle. But none of you told Mrs. Claus what you'd like for Christmas, unless you'd like to do that in a little bit later. I know it's getting late in your area, so how about Slava? I'll call it to you. Maybe you can tell us what the family has in their desire for Christmas. I know there was one year a big TV you wanted, and I'm not sure what you wanted last year. Maybe that was last year. Is there any desires you have this year from Santa Claus to be under your tree? So UA3QGN, would you like to share that with us right now?
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Claus. And yes, the big TV is there, and it is wonderful. We can watch a lot of interesting movies, and from time to time even in the English language. And in this year, I would be quite happy if Mr. Claus, Santa, will provide me with an interesting thing. I can name it a kite. I think you know what it is. There are some big kites and some small kites. I would be pleased to have any kites, especially if that kite will be able to to rise me in the air and I will be flying. I know there are some kites like of that kind. Okay, let me pass microphone to another reporter to make a long story short. What will they are desired to have in this year? So let me pass microphone to Mr. Sir.
Okay, thank you, Slav. And I think if I pass all next year exams by excellent, it will be the best present for me. In the case, I can go to second course and learn a lot of useful and interesting things. And mic to next reporter, Julia.
Okay, this is Julia. I know the next year, 2013, is the year of horses on China calendar. That's why I would like to have one horse for me, one horse for Slav, and one horse for Serge. Because in Russia, there is a symbol, three horses running along a road. That troika on Russia is a symbol for Russian winter. I would like to have that one. When I will get my presents, I will promise to make a photo to of troika to UA3QGN site. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Santa, Mike to Slav.
Okay, thank you, Julia. Well, I hope there are such things in the inventory of Santa Claus. So, mic to Mrs. Claus. Thank you and Merry Christmas from Russia.
Well, thank you, Slav and Julia and Serge, for your request. Kite, you know, Slav, maybe I'd have a suggestion for you. You know, they're called ultralights over here where you can fly in the air, but if you had a big enough kite, maybe you could put an antenna on that and fly over to our direction. And we'd actually be able to meet face to face, and you could bring your radios along with you. So, kite flying, it's been a long time since I've done any of that, but it's always fun. Serge, he has a simple gift. He just wants to pass his exams and move on. That's probably up to him, but I'm sure that will happen. And Julia, three horses. And I don't know if our horse person is listening there in the background. George, KW4LCB, he has at least two. He used to have two. Maybe he'll donate those horses to you, but hopefully you'll get that as a present sometime this year. It's hard for Santa and I to put those up in the air, though. But hopefully you'll get that for your desire. So I want to wish each and every one of you, the Slav family, a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from South Cars and from Mrs. Claus. So I'm going to break with you, and the next reporter was Robert, MM3LVQ from Scotland. But he's been delayed just a little bit, so we won't call on him. But, you know, I think I need to get a hold of KY6V. I think he's headed to the North Pole to check on the Alps, and I need you to make a roundabout and head back to the Hawaiian Islands so I can pick you up there, and then we'll just turn you right back around to the North Pole. So, KY6V, Gordon, is that okay? And then I'll pick you up in a little while so you can tell us about how the atmosphere may be in the Hawaiian Islands, or maybe you can just tell us how it was before you left. So KY6V as a reporter in the Hawaiian Islands, also en route to the North Pole, just turn that reindeer around and head back to the Hawaiian Islands and check it out there. So KY6V, how much time do I need to give you?
Well, I think I'm a little bit ahead of you, Mrs. Claus. I am back in the Hawaiian Islands. I took care of the nasty chore up at the North Pole. And I'm sorry to report that when I got there, I found out that there were about 20 of the total 150 toy helpers got into the rum that was destined to be used for the eggnog. And the more they drank, the more argumentative they became, with the result being a massive fight took place. Many were hurt. In the fighting, one with a broken leg, a second with a broken arm, yet a third suffering from a concussion, and many with cuts and bruises. So what I did, I suspended all 20 without pay until Santa returns to judge for himself what further penalties or actions should be arrived at. So I have taken care of that. I have landed back on Waikiki Beach. It's just a wonderful day. People are all dressed up in their finest Hawaiian garments. And I'll explain that more when your time permits. KY6V, back to Mrs. Santa.
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon. And we also have the master broadcaster, who is Gary. I'm going to have him come aboard and just share thoughts in his area. We have Jim and Rebecca. They're from Georgia, and they're slightly delayed as well. They have another activity they're doing until maybe a few minutes from now. But I did see you, Bill, key up. Would you like to come aboard VE3MEW? So we can say Merry Christmas, and maybe you can share any thoughts with us, or maybe you're just in the listening mode. VE3MEW, if you'd like to come aboard, please do.
Well, this is VE3MEW. Thank you for the opportunity. Currently employing some assistance from NORAD here in the northern reaches of Ontario and Canada, and watching Santa as we keep track of him. He's flying over the country, and the number of gifts he's given out, and so on. Anyway, I want to take this opportunity to wish each and everybody on SCARS and all the listeners a very Merry Christmas, safe and happy New Year. Not everything is well here in Ontario. The weather played a bad trick on us. Classic ice storm, and many over 300 and some thousand people without power, no electricity, no warmth, no Christmas dinner. And it's going to take several days yet before the power comes back on. And some of them are my friends and some of them are my relatives. So not necessarily the best of spirits or the best of situation here in Ontario, all the way through across to Montreal. And some of those kind of problems continue right through over to the East Coast. And last time I checked, it was moving up, and the ice storms were moving up into Newfoundland and Labrador. So a few people are not going to have just the best of Christmas. However, being that said, we're doing okay personally here at our house, thankfully. I'm very thankful to have our power. And we got a new kind of turkey this year, one of those ones you cook already frozen, which we never had before in our lives. So it went in there as a solid block this morning, and the smell is going through the whole house here. So My wife is cooking the turkey today. We'll have family here tomorrow for a nice lunch and dinner, and we're thankful for that. As far as wishes or wants, never gave it a whole lot of thought, dear lady. Seriously, never gave it a whole lot of thought. We've been working to help other people, and just never occurred to think of what we might need or want. I think we pretty well have everything we need or want, to tell you the truth. So, except for maybe continued good health would be a good thing to ask for. And we're sure that will be something we'll work for. Anyway, enough babbling out of me, as my friend Barry would say. Back to you, dear lady. This is V3MEW in Ontario, Canada.
Well, thank you so much, Bill, for coming aboard, and I hopefully you have the electricity, and it sounds like you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be connected to Echolink, and hopefully things will get themselves back to normal before too long. Ice storms up in the north. I have had contact with a fellow employee who's up in the state of Michigan, and she was saying about the ice storm as well. So hopefully that will not hurt too many Christmases. And you know, all Santa Claus and myself want for each and every one of you is health, welfare, and happiness. Material things can be replaced, but your health and your welfare, happiness, and just getting along with everyone cannot. So that's what we hope for each and every one of you. Hopefully you can listen as we continue with the program, Bill. But it was a pleasure talking with you, and you and your family have a wonderful holiday season. So I do see my master broadcaster, Gary. I'd like him to come aboard and share with us. He's doing a lot of duties, but he's also going to be throwing it over to some of our other broadcasters from time to time, just to see how things are in their area. So, Mr. Gary, how would you like to come aboard and share with us about your area?
Well, my pleasure, Mrs. Claus, and I'll tell you, there's a lot going on right now here at the control facility at YuleNet, one of the things that's going on, of course, we're following that situation that Gordon got himself into or became part of anyway. I have here just a few minutes ago we have an actuality from Claude the Elf at the North Pole, and Claude is commenting here on the action that Gordon has taken. So stand by, please, and I'm going to roll the tape. Very brief comment from Claude the Elf.
He may have taken care of things now, but if he thinks he's hurt the last of us, he's crazy.
That's Claude the Elf, just a few moments ago from the North Pole. So apparently, he's saying that that Gordon has not heard the last of him and his crew. So we'll have to follow that if we can as the broadcast continues. Let me just buy a nickel. And that sounds kind of serious, but we'll see what happens. But as far as conditions here, we've got the makings of a very nice Christmas Eve. Actually, we're having some light snow here in Syracuse, and we're about 20 degrees. So it kind of looks like it's shaping up to be a very nice Christmas Eve indeed. So hopefully this will continue. Weather forecast looks good anyway for that as well. Speaking of weather, just to take a quick look around, I have here from the Weather Channel a prediction as far as chances for a white Christmas this year. And it looks very good for everybody pretty much from the western part of the western part of the Midwest all the way to New England. The upper half of the country looking very good, high probability for a white Christmas. So no matter where you are in that region, you should be in pretty good shape. You should see a little something anyway. Let me just buy a nickel. And again, some people are not having the best of luck with the weather, like Bill. But for the most of us, it does look like a pretty good Christmas is shaping up. Now, I did see Rebecca and Jim showing up. Looks like that they have joined us, and that's great. And with Mrs. Claus's permission, I'd like to call on them right now for what the conditions are like in Georgia for Christmas Eve. So, Rebecca and Jim, if you're there, come on in, please.
Well, thank you, Gary. This is Rebecca, KB4QX. Currently, we've got 43 degrees, and with the wind chill, it feels like about 37 degrees out there. It's taking a high of 45. Even though the sun's out, that cold wind is blowing. State can go down about 24 tonight, but we're not looking for any snow, but we might get ice. But we're not expecting any snow. That's for sure. This is KB4QA. Turn it back over to you, Gary.
Well, very good. Thank you. And we will be checking in with you again, too. As far as Christmas going here, I think this is one of the better Christmases that I've seen here in Syracuse as far as Christmas spirit among people. Everybody seems to be in a great mood. Drivers are a little bit crazier than usual, but other than that, lots and lots and lots of Merry Christmases and a lot of smiles on different people's faces. So thank you from Georgia, and we will check in with you a little bit later. But right now, it's back to the sleigh. And back to Mrs. Claus. This is KC2RMO going back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, for picking up Miss Rebecca, Mr. Jim. I was going to tell you, and I put it in that special thing in my tablet and sent it to you, that we were going to make a pit stop because Santa Claus and myself have been drinking so much. But I got back. We got back in the sleigh fast enough before we had too much empty air out there. But let me continue on. And Jim and Rebecca, hopefully you had a great time this morning, and hopefully you'll enjoy our Santa Express. You know, it's because of all the support of these stations that our Santa Express is always such a success every year. And I want to thank you, to each and every one of you, for helping today. And I, of course, want to thank everyone else that's listening out there and participating. Now, one of my jobs today is to relay all messages from everyone of all ages to Santa. We have reporters in all locations throughout the world that will tell us of Santa's location and weather conditions and the excitement in the area, how the kids are reacting to the coming of Santa Claus, how the adults are reacting, the emotions in the area, decorations in the air, how the animals are decorated. But remember, I will relay your request to Santa, and we will do all in our power to see that your gift can be delivered, or possibly we need to get our elves in the workshop busy making more inventory if they can stop fighting long enough. And one comment I got for that, Master Broadcaster and Elf Checker, is that little elf, and I think I forgot his name, is on a Santa's list right now, and he will be having a talk with him, as well as Mr. Gordon, I'm sure, will too. Let me pause here for a moment. You know, Santa's elves have been busier than usual this year preparing inventory. Santa is making his big annual trip, has so much to do, is so busy. But he did want me to extend his apology to each and every one of you that he could not talk to you today, to be with you today on the Santa Express. But no fear, you are in his heart and in his thoughts. And remember, he is right next to me, smiling and quite touched by your enthusiasm. Our North Pole staff will be checking our inventory, our naughty and nice list, post office updates, and try keeping our elves under control. They will be checking to see if our stock needs to be replenished so that Santa can do all in his power to deliver the request to each of you. So boys and girls and ladies and gent, at any time that you want to talk to one of our reporters, come back and we'll try connecting to them. Any questions you have of Mr. Claus or myself, just simply direct them to me. I'm going to share a little story with you. You know, recent wintry blizzards, like Bill was talking about in the North, I want to share what happened recently here at the North Pole to ensure a very Merry Christmas to one and all. And then I'm going to ask for some check-ins again, but let me pause here for a moment and I'll tell you this little story. Emergency, emergency, blared Santa's electronic North Pole frosty weather reader meter. Due to super fierce Arctic snowstorms and extreme cold, no planes, trucks, or ships can make it to the North Pole. This is not good, said Santa, looking at the screen on his weather machine and frowning. If the weather stays bad, no letters from Santa or from children who don't have computer will reach me in time for Christmas. Elf Biff shook his head sadly. I don't know what we're going to do, Santa. According to your frosty weather reader meter, the storm is not going to let up until late Christmas Eve. You and the reindeer can still fly, but it will be too late for those letters. Santa stood there quietly, stroking his beard and thinking hard. Then suddenly he broke into a big smile, and his eyes were twinkling once again. Let me pause once again. Now, this is Mrs. Claus coming through the Kilo 6 Sierra United November system as I ID and as I continue. So, let's see what we were. Santa picked up the phone to the workshop and said, Bert, are the model airplane ships and cars finished? Yes, sir, said Bert proudly. He and the elves had been working hard and were ahead of schedule. A few minutes later, Santa joined Bert in the workshop. Bert was surrounded by toy models on the table. Santa pulled out his magic dust and poof! The models were now super planes, trucks, and ships ready for a special mission to bring all of Santa's letters to the North Pole. With Santa's magic, they could fly, sail, and drive in any weather. With elves flying, driving, and steering them, the new planes, trucks, and ships set out to get all the mail. The weather was fierce with gusty winds, extreme cold, and blinding snow. But with Santa's magic, the supermodels were able to deliver Santa's mail to the North Pole. Hooray! Santa has done it again, yelled Biff. Now all the letters from boys and girls from around the world are here in time for Christmas. So let me pause once again. So let's get this Santa Express rolling even further, and we want to hear from you once again. So when I ask for check-in, simply come back with your call sign or your first name and location. If you're third-party traffic, if you've checked in, we'll want to check back in. We'd sure like to hear from you. But at that time, I want you to tell me what you wish is on your wish list, what you'd like for Christmas. On behalf of the Santa Express, Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and all of Santa's team, we want to welcome to you to Santa Express 2013. So, with all of that said, let me ask if at this time there are boys and girls that would like to come aboard. Say hi to Mrs. Claus, or maybe there's ladies and gents out there. Come aboard with your suffix and we'll call on you, but remember, tell us the conditions in your area. Tell us what you want for Christmas. Tell us about decorations. Tell about all the cookies that are being made. So at this point, let me throw it out there to see who I can get to check in.
X-ray, Charlie, X-ray.
And six, Victor.
RMO.
I am Papa India.
All right, super. Mike, Papa India. Your sort of audio is a little bit low, so maybe just come a little bit closer because we'd sure like to say hi to you. So with that, I have X-Ray Charlie X-Ray, and you said that you needed to help your wife, so we'll get you to come aboard first. Six, Victor, RMO, and five, Papa India. So, Woody, come aboard, share atmosphere in your household, and then I'll let you go help your wife. Woody, come aboard.
Well, it's nice in Central Florida here, and, I guess, close to 80 outside, and I don't know, we had a little bit of cool front last night, so it might be a little less than that, closer to 70, but anyway, I enjoyed listening to you, Mr. Santa, the net today, but yes, Keith Harmony, I guess I better run. She gets jealous of ham radio sometimes, and I'll talk to you later on. Y'all have a good day, and everybody have a very, very Merry Christmas, and you know what I want for Christmas? Harmony. I know it's a big, big wish, but I'll take what I can get, and I just want to share the love. Y'all have a good one. N5HCH, we're clear.
Well, thank you so much, Woody, for coming aboard. And yes, I said that earlier. You know, material gifts come and go, but harmony, health, welfare, happiness are here to stay. And that would be nice if every one of us could get along. And that's what I say, just get along with each and every one of us. So you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. And enjoy your season with family and friends. And say the same to your wife. And thank her for allowing you to be a part of our Santa Express 2013. So with that, Six Victor, I'm not sure if you'd like to share about Hawaiian Islands just yet, or you have another comment you'd like to make. But please come aboard, KY6V.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. Gordon here, KY6V, basking in the sun in a very Christmas excitement day here on the Waikiki Beach. And I'll give you a full explanation when your time fits on what the people are doing. We've got the gals out there in their grass skirts, and they're doing the hula and singing songs, and everybody's just having a lot of fun. I had a thought. When you told the story about Santa saving the day by taking the model airplanes and trucks and turning them into full size and sprinkling his special dust to make that happen, you know, we could actually take care of Gary's request for a Galaxy 500 without worrying about putting it on the sled. Simply deliver him one of the Galaxy 500 models, and before Santa leaves Gary's home, he sprinkles some of that dust and he's got his situation covered. Back to you, Mrs. Claus, from KY6V.
You know what? That is a super idea. I wouldn't have thought of that. But I remember years back when I used to have those little models of vehicles. That would be a perfect solution to his vehicle. So, Gary, I'm not sure what you're coming up next, so maybe you have a comment about that. If that's the case, and you know, shortly, Gordon, we've got an emergency back at the, it's with us at this point. So you may be making another one of those trips to the North Pole. But I'll come aboard and share that with you in a moment. But thanks for that, Gordon. That's a good solution. Maybe I can get another pink Ferrari that way. Who knows? So with that, Gary, any response to what KY6B said? Or maybe you have some further response. And did the better half get herself back so she can come aboard and tell us what she'd like for Christmas? KC2RMO, come back aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And first, let me just comment that that's a great idea. And I do hope that Santa had heard that because even with the snow, it sure would look good sitting in our driveway. So that would be absolutely awesome. Did my better half get back? Say hello to the world, better half.
Hello, world.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
A nice Merry Christmas there. So better half is back, and we are on track again right now for a delightful Christmas Eve. We have my sister-in-law, which would be Steph's sister, coming over in a little while to not only help prepare the Christmas festivities, but just to enjoy in the mirth and merriment here as well. So and Mr. Jingles and Cicero are taking their traditional pre-Christmas nap, and they probably will be doing that for about the next 5 or 6 hours. Yeah, or years, depending upon. But they're looking forward to Christmas as well. But I do have a concern. I really do have a concern here, and I want to just play this back. This is something that we heard about 20-25 minutes ago from Claude the Elf up at the North Pole, and he just a little excerpt from it right here. Give me a minute to get this tape rolling here.
If he thinks he's heard the last of us, he's crazy.
That was Claude up at the North Pole and commenting on Gordon. So he apparently has some sort of a vendetta going against Gordon here for his disciplinary actions. So maybe if we could throw this back to Gordon for a comment, let's see what he has to say. I'm hoping that this all resolves well, Gordon. Right now throw it back to Mrs. Claus in the sleigh.
Okay, Mr. Gary. Claude, I forgot his name. But, you know, Santa hears all this. He's hearing what's going on. And he puts Gordon in complete control. He says whatever he wants to dish out for punishment to Claude, that's a threat. But I'm going to throw it over there, too. Gordon, and see what his response may be, and then we're going to go and pick up Mike over there in Israel. Gordon, on response, think about this with this Claude, and you saw what he looked like, huh? I'm sure. So the name doesn't ring a bell with me, but definitely we'll have to look into this when we get home. But KY6D, any thoughts here?
No, not really. You know, what will be, will be, Mrs. Claus, and what needs to be done will be done. Yes, I know what this guy looks like, and he sometimes can be a troublemaker, but most times he's a pretty neat guy. But I'm removing myself personally from this unless I have to get back into it again before Santa gets back there. Because when Santa gets back there, it's going to start flying. And he's the guy that's going to be doing the throwing. And Mrs. Claus, back to you, over.
Okay, thank you for that. You know, I've seen him. He's a jolly old man, happy most of the time. Very happy, but when those elves start causing problems, you know, I'm not sure what he'll do, but we'll just have to handle that when we get home. But I can almost guarantee that little elf is going to be locked up someplace for a few moments. With that, I'm going to pick up Papa India, Mike. Shalom. Merry Christmas. Please come aboard, and I've seen you dropping in and out, so I want to make sure and pick you up. Tell us how things are in your household, and definitely the weather there in Israel. And thanks so much for being part of the Santa Express. So, Mike, come aboard.
Well, I'm not dropping out too much. I had a little problem just a few minutes ago, but everything's okay. Weather is cold. And normally we have warmer weather than what we have, but this time we're able to put water out, and we're able to spray water around the house here so Santa has a place to land. He can land his sleigh on ice, and he can stop on a dime. And so it's very, very neat how he does that. You know, he has a handbrake that he uses for the reindeer, and he's got a flag that he flags, and you know, he says like an airplane, he uses hand signals for him, hi hi. So he does well, but everything is okay over here. We can't complain, Mrs. Claus. So I remember back when all this first started, I was the first sent. Hi. Back to you, Mrs. Claus, from 4Z5, Papa India. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for starting the tradition. It's a lot of fun doing this every year, talking to South Cars and talking to all the boys and girls, and of course, all our friends around the world. So we appreciate you being here this evening, your evening, my afternoon, but we've had people from Canada and Russia and United Kingdom, Israel, and the U.S., of course. And so it's pretty much a global Christmas, just like what Tony put in the text box. And this is a grand session this year. You know, but I want to tell you, and I think Gordon, who really put a lot of technology into the sleigh, he also did something with wheels. You know, there's some places that don't have snow, and we have to actually ride like a bus or a car. And he did something with the wheels, and so we haven't had to use that just yet. But we have so many of those technological advances on the sleigh this year, and you know, it's been a lot of fun in different things we've been doing. So I'll break with you, Mike, but thanks for being here. Hopefully you'll enjoy the rest of the program. But you know, we have a lame reindeer, Gordon, and Rudolph is not feeling too well. I think some of that food we had is contaminated. Santa isn't feeling well. And when time permits, we need you to make that extra trip back to the pole to swap a reindeer, get some medicine to Santa, bring us a new supply of food. Are you in that position that you can head back to the North Pole? KY6V from Mrs. Claus.
Sure, that can be arranged, fair lady. Let me give you a report from the islands here, because I don't know if I'll be coming back here after going to the pole. I'll get a chance to chat a little bit with a rabble-rouser that Gary's talking about, too. I want to say that the weather here today is very pleasant in the islands. It's clear skies, gentle tropical breezes. There is a Christmas spirit in the air. People are in good humor, and for the most part are dressed for the occasion. The wahines, that's females of the species, are dressed in Hawaiian style leis around their necks in colorful Xmas colors, and the grass skirts are interwoven with colorful ribbons. And the kanis, now that's the Hawaiian men or males, are for the most part sporting colorful papalis. A papali is a Hawaiian word for hat. So they're in all colorful hats, and many of the four-legged animals are dressed for the occasion as well. I just had a small dog passed by me with a short grass skirt that it was wearing with a red ribbon tied on a collar. And I might add that there's a lot of singing and a lot of dancing, that the dolphin right off the beach in the water are churned up also. They're having fun. They're jumping and hooping out of the water and enjoying the music. So it's quite a scene. I'll head off and pick you up a spare reindeer, and what else did you need? Did you say possibly a change out of the food that you have? Over.
Thank you for the reindeer. Yes, we. I think most of the food is contaminated. I haven't eaten anything. I've been drinking, and so I'm not affected. But Santa is, and he's very much under the weather. And you know, I may even have to take the reins here very shortly. He's feeling ill, so I need you to pick up some medicine. I don't know, maybe Pepto-Bismol or some kind of a medicine that may help him. And I need the reindeer, of course, and maybe a new supply of food. You know. Maybe some more of that chicken noodle soup would probably help him. So as soon as you can get back with us with that medicine, and we can get him on the mend, you know, because it's not good for Santa not to be feeling well with, you know, all these children counting on him so much. So that's what I need from you at the North Pole. Back to you, KY6V.
All right, Mrs. Claus, I've got all that information written down. I'll be airborne here within about 3 or 4 minutes. It doesn't take me very long at all with this team of reindeer that you supplied for me. They're sharp and they're fast and they know what they're doing. I'll go ahead and communicate with the pole and have everything waiting for me, and I'll just make a touch and go, pick up the stuff and rendezvous with the two of you wherever you may be at that moment. KY6V, back to you, m'lady, over.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon, and we appreciate that so much because, you know, we need him to feel a super as he heads down those chimneys, and I'm not sure what we're going to do until I can get him feeling better. I may be the one heading down those chimneys, and this will be a new thing for me, so we'll just have to see how things go. But thank you so much. Let us know at any point your location. I'm going to talk to the boys and the girls out there, and maybe some of you ladies and gents. You know, half the children tell us what they're going to be leaving for Santa for snacks. You know, he always likes snacks. He takes breaks during his Christmas Eve trip around the world, especially for snacks left by the children and milk and cookies. And I've even seen him have steaks and chicken. Did you put on a snack for Santa? You know, kids all over the world usually do. Did you leave carrots, though, for those reindeer, too? Because, you know, carrots are their favorite food. So did you ever wonder why Santa is so jolly and round? Well, it is those snacks you guys leave for Santa that make him so happy. You know, Santa just the other day told me this is his favorite time of the year. We've received thousands of letters from children everywhere telling us how good they have been. So Santa wanted to share a little story with you. And he is so excited. He just loves the spirit of Christmas and that we see everywhere. He enjoys what is left for him on the kitchen tables of many, something he considers one of the tastiest perks of his job. Now, I think it was from one of these households, unfortunately, that he's gotten sick. So hopefully that medicine and your new food that you deliver, Gordon, will help. Let me take a pause here. All right, before I continue, a favorite person of Santa and myself in South Cars is Jack, K4JAK, and I've seen him bouncing in and out, and I understood from him he was going to be busy today. So I do want to throw it there to you, Jack. See if you can come aboard. Tell us how the atmosphere is in your area. I believe it's Fort Pierce, Florida. Probably nice and warmer than it is up here. But I want to pick you up before you have to leave and go back to work, or I have other things to do. So, Jack, can you come aboard?
All right. Well, good morning, Mrs. Claus, and good morning, South Cars, and all the kids, and Merry Christmas out there. I hope this thing is working. A few little problems are getting it going today, but yeah, we're here. We're here. We're enjoying what we can of the program there. We had it in and out, picked up a little bit, and then lost it. But other than that, we're doing good. And yes, I'm sure it's warmer here than it is where you're at, Mrs. Claus, although it's a little chilly for me. It's overcast and raining, and it's the little misty rain, and it's 67 degrees when I got out of the truck a few minutes ago. So I know you're a whole lot colder up there, but you know how it is down here for us Floridians. When it gets below 70 degrees, we're cold. Let me pass it back to you, Mrs. Claus, from K4JAK.
All right, Mr. Jack. Hopefully you'll come aboard. And you didn't tell Mrs. Claus what you'd like for Christmas. Maybe some of that warmer weather to come back. That is sort of strange in your area. You know, I've had a recent conversation with Kathleen, and you know her quite well. I'm sure she's listening, but I think she even said it's cooler. For some reason, it's been in the 80s in her area, and then today it plummeted down into the 60s. Not as cold as where I'm at, but cold for her. So, Jack, before I go on and continue, what would you like for Christmas, you and Sharon, and maybe those kitty cats as well, because Gary shared what he was going to give the kitty cats. So how would you like to share with Mrs. Claus what your desires are so we can see if you've been naughty and nice this year? Back to you, Jack.
All right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. And, well, I don't really want anything for myself. So, but as far as the kids, I don't know, maybe, maybe another one of their small climbing trees, you know, like the one we got on before. I'm sure if you spoke to Gary, or even if you even spoke to Kathy or Gordon, they probably told you about the last gift we got them. So we may get something similar or maybe half the size for that yet. We haven't really decided yet, but we are in discussion for it. Other than that, that's all we really care about is something for the kids, and you know how that goes. With that, we'll pass it back to you there, Mrs. Claus, K4JAK, back to Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Jack, and you and your household have a very, very Merry Christmas from Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and I hopefully you'll enjoy the program as we continue on, but if you want to come back aboard with any requests or any comments, we sure hope to hear from you. Let me talk to you about a little bit about those snacks you need to be leaving. Once again, you know, children leave us all sorts of snack cookies, usually with a big glass of milk, and I've even gotten Kool-Aid before. Sometimes they even leave potato chips, but those aren't very good for the old waistline. Last year, a station, a young man in Russia left Santa barbecued chicken. And knowing when boys and girls are asleep is a refined skill that both he and his elves oversee, keeping tabs on which have been naughty or nice. That's why we have those naughty or nice checkers. But Santa said all the kitties have been real good this year. It's his elves that haven't been too good. Now don't forget to leave a treat for the reindeer as well. Most like carrots, but Rudolph likes eating a lump of sugar now and then. Did you ever wonder why Rudolph's nose is so bright? He gets tickled when children leave that for him. He jumps and plays, digging his red nose into the snow. That's one reason his nose is so bright. Santa always says, making children happy is what keeps Santa so young. Well, that and my lovely wife, he says. Now, isn't that sweet of Santa? We all know Santa's favorite cookie, and that's the chocolate chip cookie. You know, his comment to me the other day was that if you eat the very first cookie out of the oven, there are absolutely zero calories in that cookie. He tells me that's because it's a test cookie. Okay, at this point, let's throw it out there once again and see if we have a status report from KY6V or if we have any check-ins that would like to come aboard before we continue with Santa's Express. So please come aboard.
Six, Victor.
RMO.
November 9, Zulu and Near Victor.
All right, I have three stations at this point, and I'll pick those up first, and then Mr. Master Broadcaster, I'm going to have you throw it out into the Georgia area to see if they have any comments for us after I've picked up these stations. Six Victor, what's your status? Are you on your, are you at the North Pole? Are you staying there? Are you coming back? And at some point during our program, I want you to share with everyone a little bit about that sleigh that you have so graciously outfitted us with. So with that, KY6V, come aboard and give us a status report.
Well, I'd be very happy to. Thanks, Mrs. Claus. Gordon here, KY6V. I've already made my touch and go. I see that you are 5 minutes and 45 seconds out of Victoria. Bear in mind that I can get around pretty fast, just like you two can. When I left the islands, the trip was 4,140 miles to get back to headquarters here at the pole. And at the speed of light, I was up here in about a second. We've loaded what you need. I've lashed up an extra reindeer for trade-off. And I will be 2 points abaft your starboard beam when you clear Victoria. KY6V, over.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you for doing this extra duty for us. We'll have to give you some additional cookies or treats when we see you, just so that you can have those for you and your family over the holidays. But thanks for all the help that you're giving us. And like I said, I'm sure all our listeners would like to know about Santa's sleigh sometime before we close our program this afternoon. But thanks for everything that you're doing to help make our Santa Express a success and our Christmas 2013 a success. So with that, Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, come aboard and share some comments with us. And then after I pick up Dwayne, I'm going to have you call on the Jim and Rebecca in Georgia and have them give us a status report, too. With that, come aboard, Gary.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Santa, and boy, have you guys been busy. I have been looking at some of the data that's coming in here to the YuleNet Control Center. I have seen that you have so far delivered a whopping 900,000, and it just keeps going and going and going and going. A lot of gifts have been distributed so far, and lots and lots and lots and lots more to go. So you guys are indeed very, very busy. I don't know how you do it, but I guess that's why you guys are the one and only Santa and Mrs. Santa. It is shaping up to be a terrific Christmas Eve around the world, and just nothing but reports of happiness and festivities coming in. I don't think we're going to see a finer one, and that's for sure. Let's get the take on things in Georgia. Let's go down we won't do that right now. We'll throw it back to the sleigh, and then Jim and Rebecca will call on you for a report. But right now it's back to the sleigh and Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. And I'm going to pick up Dwayne and see what his wishes for Christmas are and the conditions in his area, because I think he's from the north where they may be having some bad weather or have had some bad weather. And then I'm going to throw it to you to get a status report on the Faustus up there in Georgia, or down there in Georgia, I should say, and anything they would like to share with us. And then we'll continue on with a few stories and a few more check-ins as we continue with our Santa Express. So, Dwayne and 9ZIV, it's been a while since you and I have talked. Hopefully all is well in your household. What do you want Santa to bring you this year? How's the atmosphere in your area, and, of course, the weather? Decorations, food, or any that you'd like to share with us? So, Dwayne, please come aboard.
Well, hello there, Mr. Claus. long time no speak. Hope Santa's doing good. I'd just like a peace on earth, goodwill to man. For Christmas. World peace. anyway. Good to hear you out there. About 12 degrees here, and the sun is shining. But no snow at this time. It all melted away. I don't know if we'll have a white Christmas or not. In 9ZIV.
Well, thank you, Dwayne, so much for joining our Santa Express and coming aboard and sharing your thoughts for Christmas and the Christmas season. Yes, goodwill to men, goodwill to all of us. Like I said earlier, for everyone just to get along. But it's looking to be a good Christmas season. Santa and I are just traveling right along. And right now he's laying down, because he's a little bit under the weather until we rendezvous with KY6B for that medicine and the fresh food, because I think he just ate way too much. So I have the reins right now, and you know, this has been my first of traveling with the sleigh, or driving the sleigh, I should say, and it's a lot of fun. I've actually done some figure eights up here, so you know, it's quite an eventful time for myself. Makes me feel young all the time. So with that, Gary, I'm going to throw it to you as the master broadcaster. I want you to throw it to Jim and Rebecca, but I also want you to throw it back over to Slav and see if they would like to make any further comments, because it's getting late in Russia, and as reporters there, maybe things have changed in their area. So pick up, why don't you pick up Slav's family first, because they're way in Russia, and then we can go to Georgia. and pick them up. So I'm going to turn it over to you, KC2RMO, as chief broadcaster. Pick up those reporters.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. And it's got to be getting late over in Russia. And it's a pleasure to have you guys along with us for the Santa Express, that's for sure. So let's go to Russia, and let's say hello once again to Slav and his family. And Slav, first of all, let me, too, be sure to say that thank you for all the great things that you do for South Cars, and it's just great to have you aboard for this particular ride, too. So, Slav in Russia, come on aboard.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Slav from Russia, and we are enjoying listening to the Sound Express. It is as great as ever, as always, and many interesting places which Santa is visiting, and many people who are communicating with Santa, and it is all so interesting and great. I think I will go tomorrow. I will go to work and will tell people over there, tell to my colleagues about that great event. And I know you probably knows, but in Russia we still have another Christmas party, which is coming in 2 weeks. We have an unusual calendar in our Russian Orthodox Church, and therefore we still have another Christmas coming, and another New Year twice, and so that is good expectations for all of us in front of us. Okay, so thank you very much, everybody. And let me say from all of us, thank you, 73, and nice way. All right, Mike, back to you from Russia.
Well, thank you, Slav. That sounds like a great idea. Maybe we want to try that over here. You know, why not? You know, but the merriest of Christmas to you and to your family, and we will head on down now to Georgia and check in with Rebecca and Jim and see if there's any updates as far as Christmas in Georgia. So come on aboard, Rebecca and or Jim.
Well, all right. This is KV4QY. And, we got everything going down here. I got a special treat for Mr. and Miss Claus when they come by here now. I guarantee you it'll be different. I don't know whether Miss Claus has ever even tried this or not, but it's called popcorn cake. And so we'll have to lay a couple of pieces out for Santa and Mrs. Claus there. Let them try popcorn cake. But it is sure good. It's got popcorn and then marshmallows. I mean, melted marshmallow holds it all together. And then it's got M&Ms and it's got peanuts and what have you in the middle of it. And it's all built like a cake, and you slice it just like you do a cake. But they ain't got no cake in it, really. It's called popcorn cake, but ain't no cake in it. How about that? But it is new this year. I had never even heard of it. And then we suddenly got the recipe.
Oh, this is something I've had.
Becky's had that, but I never did. So we got the recipe, and Becky cooked that booger, and it sure is good. So they'll have a special treat when they come by this way. It's still about 40 degrees out there, so and so.
Windchill's
down to 37.
It's up
37. Anyway, It's everything's going lovely here, and we're enjoying popcorn cake and
anything else we come up with.
Chocolate peanut butter balls and all kind of stuff like that. Go back to you there, Gary, KV4QY.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Rebecca. I was going to ask if that popcorn cake was a traditional Georgia treat, but it's a new recipe, sounds like, and it sounds pretty darn good. So, so you guys enjoy some. Leave some out for Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus when they come by. That's for sure. They will appreciate that for sure. And try to remember that too the next time we do one of those recipe nets. That should be kind of neat to do too. As far as what we're doing here, after a round of last minute activity, as far as getting some gifts that shouldn't have been seen up to this point wrapped and all that, and the greeting of the sister-in-law unit, we'll be going out for a quick Chinese dinner. Which is kind of a new tradition around here. So, but could become a lasting tradition too, and then on to the normal Christmas Eve festivities. So, it should be pretty good. The Chinese had been more of a New Year's thing, but we moved it up to Christmas Eve, and I think that it can be New Year's as well. Yeah, that's right. Well. We're versatile, so it's okay. So, it's going to be an enjoyable evening here too. But Jim and Rebecca, a great Christmas to you guys, and we will go back to the sleigh, a very busy sleigh. As I quoted you just a few moments ago, we are at that 2 billion and counting mark, and it is rising insanely, and it looks like you guys. I don't know if you got held up a little bit with the reindeer change or if you've had your reindeer change yet, but it looks like you're out over the ocean now somewhere, I believe, in the Persian Gulf. I don't know where this heading is. It looks like Mauritius, which is easy for me to say, but Mauritius. And I don't know where that is, but there's a lot of water underneath you. You're over the Indian Ocean, I can see. So you guys are busy. And Mrs. Claus, have you received your new reindeer and resupply yet?
Well, thank you, Gary, for picking up Miss Rebecca and Jim and the Slav family also. And yes, we just received the new reindeer, who is just energized. I'm not sure what KY6V gave that reindeer before he brought it to us, but boy, super energized. And the Pepto-Bismol and the new food, and Santa is starting to get his color back and a little chipper, but I'm going to let him rest a little bit. And as far as I understand from Gordon, he is heading back to Central Florida, and I'll give him a little time to get there before I actually ask him to talk to everyone about that sleigh, because you know he put a lot of new gadgets on that sleigh and new equipment, and maybe you'd be interested in hearing that information. Yes, it's over the water, and actually Port Louis Mauritius, and this really I believe is probably in the area of France. It could be. So with that, I'm going to share a little story with you, and this has to do with what everyone's saying, is for everyone just to get along, and what they want is harmony, and this is about everyone's important, and this has to do with one of our elves. So let me pause for a moment, and I'll share this. This is Mrs. Claus coming through the Kilo 6 Sierra United November system, and I'll be back with you in just one moment. "Oh, Mrs. Claus, you made the loveliest gingerbread village I've ever seen," exclaimed Sally. "May I help you?" "Why, thank you, Sally," said Mrs. Claus as she continued to work. "But making a village like this, it takes great skill and patience. Why not just sit and watch as I put on the finishing touches? There's plenty of gingerbread to snack on while you watch." No, thank you, Mrs. Claus. I must go and find something important to do, said Sally disappointedly as she left the kitchen. Outside, she found rows and rows of beautifully decorated Christmas trees. Among the trees, she discovered an elf on a ladder hanging ornaments from the branches. Just look how they sparkle and shine, she exclaimed as she admired the tree. I've never seen such delicate crystal ornaments as these. Why, thank you, Sally, said the elf as he polished a sparkling silver star. These are hand-blown glass made right here in Santa's secret village. May I help you decorate the tree? Asked Sally eagerly. I'm sorry, but little ones are not allowed to touch things that could break so easily, replied the older elf as he tossed an empty box onto the snow below. Why not just sit and chat with me while I work? I can tell you a story about each and every one of these ornaments, he continued as he held up a tiny glass snowflake. Let me pause here. I'm sure your stories are quite interesting, sir, replied Sally, but I must go and find something important to do. She charged through the snow towards Santa's workshop. Oh, sir, Sally cried, you paint such beautiful doll faces. They look almost real. May I help you paint? How nice of you to say, Sally, said the doll maker, but it takes years and years of practice and a steady hand to paint faces such as these, exclaimed the doll maker as he carefully painted on a pair of tiny pink lips. Would you like to play with some of my paints? Inquired the doll maker. That's okay, Sally sighed, but I must go and find something important to do. She then headed to the music shop. Just look how perfect you've made these instruments, Sally purred as she gently stroked the tiny keyboard of the toy piano. May I help you put these together? She questioned. They are nice, aren't they? Agreed the master craftsman with pride. But putting one together so it will play beautiful music is a skill only a few possess. It's okay if you'd like to play with one for a moment, he said as he carefully strung the tiny guitar. Thanks for your kind offer, sir, she replied, but I must find something important to do. Let me pause again. Sally left the workshop. She wandered about for a time. Finally, in a room at the end of the hall, she found Santa. Sally, come in, Santa called as he glanced up from his list. Why do you look so unhappy? I just can't find something important to do, Sally said sadly. I just don't know why I am here. Santa pulled Sally to his knee. I brought you here to my workshop for a very important job that you do so well. Every elf here has a special skill, a job they do better than any other. What we all needed was someone to encourage us, someone to tell us what a good job we do. That's what you do best. You've been doing it all day, Santa pointed out. Well, that is an important job, said Sally as she jumped down from Santa's knee. It's my job, and I'll do my very best, she promised. Everyone is so important. Now, just do what you do best, said Santa. Now, let's get back to work. Sally skipped happily from the room. She had an important job to do. So you see that every one of us has an important job to do. With that, KY6V, are you in a position to talk to us about the Santa sleigh? This is Mrs. Kloss looking for KY6V, and have you destinated in Central Florida?
Yeah, this is just a great team that you two have loaned to me for today. They're fast and they're quick. I left our meeting place and went back to the pole, deposited the reindeer that's a little lame at the moment, and I am now back in Central Florida. On the sleigh, most of this information is posted on the internet for those that might be interested in looking at it. But the technical data is the designer and builder was K. Kringle and Elves Incorporated. The probable first flight was December 24th, 343 A.D. Home base, as you know, is the North Pole. The length of the sleigh is 75 cc. Now, cc stands for candy canes. And 150 lp, which stands for lollipops. The width is 40 cc and by 80 lp. The height is 55 cc by 110 LP. The length, the width, and the height are without a reindeer. Weight at takeoff is 75,000 GDs. Now that stands for gumdrops. Passenger weight at takeoff, Santa Claus, 260 pounds. Weight of gifts at takeoff, 60,000 tons. Weight at landing, 80,000 GD. That's ice and snow accumulation. Passenger weight at landing, 1,260 pounds. Population 9 RP, and the RP stands for reindeer power. Armament antlers, purely defensive. Fuel is hay, oats, and carrots for the reindeer. Emissions are classified, and the climbing speed is 1T, and that stands for a twinkle of an eye. Maximum speed faster than starlight. Any other questions on that, Mrs. Claus? KY6V, over.
Well, no, but maybe you could share with everyone all those gadgets that you put on, you know, our sleigh this year. That latest one has helped me with my tablet. It's just working fantastically. Maybe you'd like to share, if you can remember all those gadgets you put on there, how you made the wheels. If we have to land, like when we're making these pit stops, you have to bring those wheels down. I just don't know how you did all this. So maybe you'd like to share that with us before we continue on. Some of those special gadgets you put on our sleigh. Back to you.
Well, actually, Mrs. Claus, I think that Santa is now equipped right with a state of the art for his sleigh. We mentioned early on, you know, we put in a new GPS system, which not only tells him exactly where he's located, it radios it back to central headquarters at the pole. We equipped him with a new 4G telephone setup. Cellular phone, so he can communicate any place he wants, and normally at the altitude that he's at, he doesn't have any trouble whatsoever. We've put a long-range radar on board now, so he can see over the horizon. And what you're talking about was a very simple installation. We put a 12-volt diesel battery under the front seats of the sleigh, and this battery is actually powering the lighting system aboard the sleigh for not only navigational but for beacon purposes. And we put in a socket off of that you could use an adapter cord from that battery and plug in your new iPad and recharge it while you go. We also have a small propeller underneath the sleigh that is driving a charging piece of apparatus, and it works as the sleigh is moving. The force of the wind turns the fan turns the charging device, and things keep going. At least, hopefully. As far as the sleigh itself and its running gear underneath, it's like some of these amphib airplanes that I'm sure that you're familiar with. You cut a hole in the sleigh that accommodates a mounted wheel, which then gives you and this is retractable also, so it gives you the ability to land on snow, on ice, or just dry turf. Santa has the ability to land in the middle of I-95 if he needs to. Back to you, Mrs. Claus, from KY6V.
Well, all I can tell you is that sleigh is just outfitted superbly. And I know every year you give us something additional to make it run faster and faster and more efficiently. I will tell you and everyone else that Santa is in perfect shape now. He's now again taken the reins, and we're on our way. And the last I checked into my tablet was we have delivered over 2 billion packages so far. So we're really on a roll here, and we're having a great success. But I'm going to throw it over before I ask for additional check-ins. I'm going to throw it to two of my reporters, but they're also inventory checkers, and see what status they can give me on the inventory. Are we all set, or do we need to have some more inventory made? So first of all, Mr. Gary, broadcaster Gary, have you heard anything additional from Gordon on the elves who have caused problems and were sassy? And tell us also how we're doing with our inventory. Are the elves still making? And we haven't had too many check-ins to see if we need to check our naughty and nice list. But Gary, how about you coming aboard?
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. The situation as far as inventory goes is very good. As you know, Santa uses a JIT inventory system, and his network is heavily based on logistics. So as the supply is needed, it is produced, and it is delivered just in time. So it looks like there's plenty of everything for everybody this year, and it does look like you'll receive a supply issuance somewhere around when you approach the west coast of the United States. You'll be resupplied for that leg of the journey, but plenty of stuff for everybody, that's for sure. No problem at all there. So we're looking good in that regard. We've got plenty of stuff in the pipeline, and plenty of stuff being produced too. Now, as far as this elf situation goes, I've been doing a little background check on Claude the elf, and Claude is basically a troublemaker. I don't really know how he got into the employ of Santa. Santa being a nice guy, maybe he cut him a little slack. I don't know. Only Santa can comment on this. But I do know, I've done some research on this too, that he's basically all talk and no action. Basically a big mouth elf. So I think Gordon, I don't know what further comment Gordon has on it. I know he was pretty much going to leave this up to Santa, but I think this is basically a situation where Claude's been shooting his mouth off and just kind of agitating the other elves that are willing to fall behind him. And I think if Santa takes the proper disciplinary actions regarding Claude, and I think too, Claude probably has some good points too, but I think he needs to keep his comments under control, and I think we'll leave that one up to Santa to properly take care of things at the North Pole. But don't know if Gordon has any further comments on it, but I will take it back to you right now in the sleigh, back to Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, but many of you don't know this, but Mr. Claus is a sweetheart, a very kind at heart, forgives everyone for anything, and pretty much turns over the control of the elves to guess who? Mrs. Claus. So they are going to be dealing with me when I get back. And I'm usually a sweetheart too. But this is a very valuable time of the year for us Clauses. And when things don't run smoothly, like Claude, he's going to be dealing with the bad side of Mrs. Claus. So we'll see what Gordon has to say. I'm going to throw it over his direction and see what other comments he has. Maybe he can tell us about the rest of the elves. Did they settle down at all? And were you able to bring them out of their confinement? Because this is the second trip you made back there. Maybe they just calmed down a little bit. KY6V from Mrs. Claus. How did things go with the return trip to the North Pole?
Well, I would say it went very well, Mrs. Claus. Gordon here, KY6V. I was there for just a touch and go. Supplies were already assembled for me that needed to get to your sleigh. I did spend a moment with Elf Claude, and I just reminded him of one thing, and that was that we are wired for sound. And if he's going to make some of the comments that he has already made, those comments have been heard by Santa, they have been heard by you, they've been heard by me, and they've been heard by all of the other reporters around the world. And he is not acting in his best behalf by letting this happen. He's just going to get further into trouble. And I said this politely to him. I said, look, you just sit back and think about this. And think about how you're going to plead your case when the clauses get back. And maybe things won't be too bad. Mrs. Claus, KY6V, thank you.
Well, it is I who should thank you. We've really sent you back and forth so many times, and hopefully you'll be able to relax soon as the Christmas Eve gets further closer to the appointed time of Santa's arrival to your household. But, you know, I'm so appreciative of you, and as well as the rest of the team that's helped me with Santa Express and helps Santa with his delivery of all those gifts. But I'm going to throw it to Miss Rebecca and Mr. Jim there in Georgia, our fantastic reporters there in Georgia. I heard you talking about the popcorn cake. Remember, I'm in communication with Kathleen, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. She's been wanting to do, I understand, a net on recipes. So she asked me to ask you to please send that recipe along to her so that she can put that in her file so that we can share that with everyone. It sounds real good. Popcorn, M&M's, marshmallows. Can't remember what else she said, but not a cake. So I'm looking forward to hearing from her how that exactly tastes. But we're looking forward to getting that as well. So, and you know, Gordon, like Mr. Gary has said, Claude needs to learn that he's only a subordinate, Claus. He's not the superior. So with that, I am going to throw it in the direction of you, Miss Rebecca or Mr. Jim. I've got a question for you. Mr. Gary, a little while back, was put on the naughty list by his lovely wife. And we checked not too long ago, and he had been upgraded. But why don't you tell us how his wife, is she on the good list, the naughty list? Has she been good this year? Has she been naughty? Her name is Stephanie, by the way, and she's quiet in the background today. So, Jim or Rebecca, can you tell us if she's on that naughty or nice list?
Let's see. Still in the hoots of Stephanie. Looks to me, everything I see has got her on the good list, on the nice list right now. It looks like she had a iffy time a while back, but, yeah, she's got it straightened back out again. So... yeah, she's on that nice list. And yes, I've got a note in there to send that popcorn cake recipe over to Kathy, so she should be getting that sometime today. And yeah, Jim started out this morning with that. He said it was fantabulous, And when he decided he was ready for lunch, he wanted more popcorn cake. So that ought to give you a hint of how good it is. This is KV4QX. So we'll turn it back over to Mrs. Claus.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Rebecca. I'm looking forward to getting that recipe from Kathleen and trying some of these fantastic recipes. You know, I've got this special little text box here on my tablet that I'm looking at. And I've been looking at a conversation between Jack, K4JAK, and Mr. Gary, RMO. Jack has a fantastic breakfast recipe, and Gary wants it sent along, but he also has a comment. So let me throw it out there to, let me tell everyone that's listening. Like I said, Kathleen is wanting to do a net on favorite recipes. So if you have them, send her direction so she can go through them and see which ones we can talk about on a net. But let me throw it to you first, Mr. Gary, and then I'm going to have you throw it over to Jack, K4JAK, so he can tell us about this breakfast recipe. You know, you guys are making Santa Claus and myself rather hungry up here with all these recipes. But Gary, come aboard.
Well, I have visions of egg rolls dancing in my head right now. So, so it's sounding better all the time. I'm getting very hungry. I did want to say, excuse me, that the wife unit has been a good wife unit this year, I'm glad that Rebecca's research has borne that out, and I think the guy with the sanitary clause is going to be very, very good to the wife unit this year too. I think that all things together, that's fine. I would, however, like to get a comment from my lovely wife, just to reinforce what has been learned. There has been a notation on my good and naughty account that I was okay, that everything worked out. But I'd like to hear. I think the world deserves to hear it from your lips, as far as my demeanor this year.
For the whole year?
For the whole year, that's what it counts. Overall, the big picture.
Well, it is Christmas. I suppose you've been okay.
Very good. Okay, you've heard it there first. And with that, we'll quit while we're ahead and go to K4JAK. Jack, come on aboard.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary. And I don't know if it's okay is good enough. Now, hey, this is, all right. I guess I won't get into it. But good enough? She probably should have done better for you. But oh, well. Oh, well. Yeah, this is a pretty good recipe. I cooked this up this morning, and Sharon and I really enjoyed it. It's called Oven Bake Western Omelet, and man, it's good. Got onion in it. The recipe calls for green pepper, chopped up, ham, mushroom, but I also added some red and yellow bell pepper to it also. So it cooked up real good, baked it in the oven, and real nice, and it especially went well with my special home fried potatoes. When Mrs. Claus gets a chance to talk to Kathy, she can ask her about my potatoes. Same seasoning as on the potatoes that we had for the meatloaf when Kathy and Gordon were here. So just a couple little differences in it, but man, it makes them good. But We'll get these recipes put on and on the computer, and we'll send them your way. And oh yeah, Sharon reminded me. Also, we also have a very, very easy fudge recipe that is very good. She's running now to go say Merry Christmas. All right. Now, and she's running to get the recipe, but I don't really need it right now. But anyway, it's an excellent, excellent recipe, and I'm sure y'all will like it too. We'll get it out there. So it can become part of the net and part of this South Cars members cookbook. But with that said, we'll pass it back to you there, Mrs. Claus, and I love the program. It's doing good. I'm glad Santa's back up now and at 100%. Because we know better. If he's already passed out 2 billion plus gifts, he's a zipping right along. Now, I will say one thing, though. Now, when y'all get said and done, you know, it's really, 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 really cold and nasty at the North Pole. So you want to hook a right and come here for breakfast in the morning. We may even have some of this, what can I say, oven-baked Western omelet and Mad Jack's world-famous taters. K4JAK, back to Mrs. Claus.
Well, thank you so much, Jack, for telling me about the omelet. Definitely get that to Kathleen so that we can add that to the recipe. At this point, before I go on, let me see if I can call for any check-ins that would like to come aboard and check in to the Santa Express before we continue with the program. So at this point, this is Mrs. Claus through Kilo 6 Sierra United November looking for some check-ins. Now remember, if you've checked in once, you can sure come back and check in again. And Gary, I would like to say you have to be good the whole year to get those gifts from Santa Claus. So any check-ins, come aboard.
RMO with a comment.
All right, Mr. Gary, with your comment, come aboard.
Well, there's that commercial out there right now with the kid that's sitting on Santa's lap, and he asks her if she's been good, and the comment back is, "Define good." So, so I think I've been good all year long. Well, you see, your okay is my good.
Oh, I see.
You see, so I think that for the sake of Christmas, we can err to the side of goodness. Repent.
Okay.
Back to Mrs. Claus.
Interesting conversation there in the background. You have to be good all year long, just like Miss Stephanie says. And she doesn't think you've been good all year long, but I guess 3/4 of the way is okay. We are right now going, I believe, over Saudi Arabia, and so we're just moving right along, and Santa's in really great shape. Let me share something with you. Since we're talking about gifts, what everyone wants, this has to do with myself and the elves. So I want to share this with you. You know, one night after Santa's workshop, clothes, the elves were having hot chocolate as they decided what to give to each of their North Pole friends for Christmas. "What can we give Mrs. Claus?" asked Bonnie. "We could give her perfume," suggested Bud. "No, she already has that," and said one of the other elves. "Let's get her socks." Bert, who had been listening to the elves, said, "Those are all good ideas, but I bet Mrs. Claus would really like something you made for yourself." "We never thought about that," said the elves. "What can we make for Mrs. Claus?" "I know," said Bonnie. "Let's all make her Christmas tree ornaments." All the elves agreed because, after all, their specialty is Christmas. The elves began to cut and paint and glue their creations, and soon bits of paper and glitter and ribbon were all over the room. The elves made all different kinds of ornaments out of many different things. Some elves baked dough ornaments of all shapes and sizes. Others created their gifts from popsicle sticks, clothespins, yarn, and wood. Let me pause for a moment. "These are going to be the best ornaments ever," exclaimed Bonnie. "Yes," agreed Bud, "and making them is a lot of fun, too." Late Christmas Eve, the elves hung all their handmade ornaments on a Christmas tree, especially for Mrs. Claus. There were round ornaments made out of balls, snowflakes, and stars that twinkled in the light. Little houses painted all different colors, and ornaments shaped like reindeer and snowmen. It was the prettiest Christmas tree ever. The next morning, when Mrs. Claus walked outside, the elves were all standing around the Christmas tree, decorated with their special gifts for her. "Merry Christmas," the elf said gleefully as Mrs. Claus smiled. "Oh, what a wonderful surprise," Mrs. Claus exclaimed, admiring each ornament. "These ornaments are all so beautiful, and they will always have a special place in my heart, because you made them." So with that, how about some other check-ins as we start to conclude the Santa Express this year. Any other check-ins, please come aboard.
November 6, India, Kilo, Bravo.
All right, I believe this is Sheila. So, Sheila, stand tall for just a moment. Let's see if we can get anyone else to come aboard. This includes all of my team. Anybody else there listening that hasn't checked in who would like to come aboard and just say hi to the classes? Anybody who's already checked in. So how about anybody else at this point who would like to maybe be the final check-in this afternoon? All right, hearing nothing at this point. Sheila, N6, India, Kilo, Bravo, I believe. Thanks for joining our Santa Express. Come aboard and share some additional thoughts with us. And thank you and Doug for being here today.
Well, hello, Mrs. Kloss and all. This is Sheila, and I have a special request. And I know that Santa can deliver this one. All that he visits, I would like a special gift of love, joy, and peace to all.
Well, thank you so much, Sheila. Love, joy, and peace. Your audio was a little bit low, but I did hear it. And that is what Santa and myself and all South Cars wish for each and every one of you is love, joy, and peace, and a great time with family and friends. You know, as we are starting to conclude this today, it's been a great session, and I've enjoyed hearing from each and every one of you. But and this is especially for our master broadcaster. He needs to know what it means to be on the naughty or the nice list, and this goes for each and every one of you. So as we conclude this afternoon, start to wind down, I want to tell you I have 10 suggestions for you. So, Mr. Gary, you should start writing these down. The top of the list is, this is the nice list now, the top of the list is Christmas caroling. Next, always saying please and thank you. Next is wishing Santa a Merry Christmas when you call him on Christmas Eve. Next is making special Christmas cards or gifts for family and friends. Reading or telling stories to your little brothers or sisters. Wishing everyone you meet during the holidays a Merry Christmas. Asking Santa to bring your brother or sister that special toy you know you really want. Shoveling a busy neighbor's sidewalk or driveway. Helping out with chores without being asked. And asking your parents to donate food, toys, blankets to local charities for less fortunate families during the holiday season. So, my backup this afternoon, as well as a chief broadcaster, naughty and nice checker, inventory checker, administrative assistant, and taker of the elves, do you qualify for that nice list? KC2RMO.
Well, I think there are some specifics here that perhaps I could improve on, and I think there's some specifics here that I have hit right on the head, and I think there may be an item or two here that may or may not be appropriate. But overall, I think what we have to do here is we have to look at the big picture, and the big picture here says that Gary's been a pretty good guy this year, and I think he deserves to be on that nice list.
I wasn't looking at the whole picture. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at piece by piece.
Right.
So overall, yes, I would say
it's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't do well with those,
all those puzzles.
Yeah. Overall, I would say that you've been more than 50%. So yes, probably leading towards the nice.
So I'm leaning towards, but you, yeah, we have to say nice. You know, ever since November, I haven't been grumpy at all.
Yeah, that's true.
So yes, the wife unit says that I'm on the nice list too. So I think that says it all right there. And we'll go back to Mrs. Claus.
All right, thank you, Gary, so much. And I have a comment from K4JAK. He actually wants everyone to please be aware of your surroundings this Christmas season. And I'm not sure if he's going to share this with us, but that goes from the Clauses as well. You know, this is a time that you have to be very careful where you're at, anyone that comes up to you aggressively and says anything to you. So K4JAK, I see you have a comment. Maybe this is of Gary. But Gary and Stephanie, I'm sure you both have been fantastic. And Santa will be thinking, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be thinking of what they can leave on your doorstep. So with that, Jack, come aboard.
All right, well, thank you, Mrs. Claus, and I was going to say, I will share this. I wasn't going to, but I will share it. But as far as Gary is concerned, I guess we'll have to pass it to the Elfin Council. Now, I know that you and Santa have the final say on what the Elfin Council decides, but maybe we should let them go over it. Give it to them, and then that will, of course, keep Claude busy, because that will really give him something to run his mouth about. But, yeah, I will share what happened. I went to the store a little bit ago before I connected here and had to pick up more eggnog. But as I went back to the vehicle, I was getting in the car, or getting opened the door to the truck, and a guy in a couple cars over asked me for a light. And I said, no, I don't have one, and that I didn't smoke. And continued doing what I would do, and he very aggressively said, well, you know, give me a light, you know, I want a light. So I raised my shirt, showed him what I had there, and, you know, he just kind of simmered and stammered, and they took off real quick. So please be aware of your surroundings and what's going on, you know. Not everybody's nice, okay? I mean, it's a rough world out there. Not everybody's nice, so please be aware of your surroundings, please, and be very, very careful. K4JAK, back to Mrs. Claus, and yes, the Elfin Council, Mr. Gary.
Well, thank you, Jack, for sharing that, and the area that Kathleen teaches in, that you live in, is not the only areas that you have to be aware of, but this is the time, a lot of gifts, cars full of gifts and possessions, and just be aware of your surroundings, and I agree with that comment. And actually, Gary has said he will throw himself on the mercy of the court. I guess the Elfin Council will just have to decide in his case. So thank you, Jack, and thank you, Gary. So let me go over the naughty list, and we'll see if Gary fits into any of the naughty lists. Not wiping your feet before coming inside when it's snowy outside. Not bundling up like your mother tells you when, or your wife in that case, when you go and it's cold outside. Not sharing your toys with your brothers and sisters. Knocking down other people's snowmen. Making a mess and blaming it on the cat or the dog or your imaginary friend. Telling your brothers and sisters what they are getting for Christmas from mom and dad. Knocking over the Christmas tree while wrestling with your brothers and sisters. Forgetting to put out carrots for the reindeer with Santa's cookies and milk. They need to eat too. Being bad all year and then trying to nice up just before Christmas. Remember, Santa watches you all year. And the first, waking up early on Christmas morning to remove presents from everyone's stocking and replacing them with coal. Gary, KC2RMO, from Mrs. Claus, does any of this include you?
Well, I think I'd have to, confess and admit to all that there's been a time or two I didn't wipe my feet, and sure, I've been accused of nicing up just before Christmas, but that doesn't make me a bad guy. I mean, it just makes me a man. So I think again, overall, the big picture says that Gare's been okay, and I'm sticking to it. Although I do await the verdict of the Elfin Council. Back to the sleigh. This is KC2RMO.
All right, thank you so much, Gary. You know, we'll put a good word in for you, because actually you have been with us all day long, and when I know that you're hungry, you're waiting for those egg rolls and for time with family. So we'll put a good word in for you. And you've been good most of the year. But, you know, when I think of waking up on Christmas morning and removing presents from everyone's stocking and replacing them with coal, I actually think of you doing that and even seeing that. So, you know, at this point, everyone, we're going to start to wind down. But I want to throw it out there to my team. I want to thank you, first of all. Any South Cars members, any stations connected that would like to come aboard, just say hi to us. Say, so we wish you a Merry Christmas, because we'd sure like to hear from you. So this is probably the point of my final check-ins. This includes my whole team. This includes anyone listening. Any rechecks? And I'm sure Cole isn't still there, but I hope that possibly he's listening in the background. So with that, let me throw it out there for some final check-ins to come aboard. This is Mrs. Claus coming through Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm looking for those final check-ins.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
And RMO, just wishing everybody the merriest Christmas that they ever had. I'm not going to do an actual check-in, but Merry Christmas to all.
All right, I have N1BXP, and I have the well wishes from Mr. Gary, who I hope that you have an enjoyable a week ahead of you, and good time with family and friends, and thanks for everything you've done for the classes today. So is there anybody else who would like to check in before I read a final poem and start closing down this afternoon? Anybody else who would like to check in and make any final comments? All right, hearing nothing, Rick, I'm going to pick you up, and I see everyone that we're flying over Turkey at this moment. So, Turkey, you probably have Turkey tomorrow, and we're flying over Turkey. So, good analogy there. So, with that, N1VXP, thanks for joining our Santa Express. Hope all is well in your household and with family and friends. What would you like to share with us today about gift wishes, or maybe what the weather's like, decorations, the mood in the area, or just anything you'd like to share with us? N1VXP, come aboard.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio. And I would say yesterday I kind of felt that, well, we're not going to get a white Christmas. However, quite surprised, I woke up this morning and we have snow on the ground. They only said we're in for snow showers last night, but we got a little over an inch of snow on the ground, which now makes it seem like Christmas. Current temperature is 20 degrees, and the wind chill makes it feel like about 10. And I said, nope, I'm not going to go out. I just might as well stay in nice and warm. And I had a surprise. I had a fellow alumni from the school I went to in Pennsylvania called me up while the net was going on, and we were chatting, and I had this on loud enough for him to hear, and he said, let me hear, and I said, okay. So he was listening for a while, and he brought up a little thing that really surprised me. The school I went to in Pennsylvania, they decided this year they were going to do a different little program. As far as the, basically, rewarding the, students throughout the year, there are three parts, respect, responsibility, and safety. And, throughout the school year, they were, awarded, points, for, each of the, semesters, and earned points for the end of the year. Let me drop for a second. And those points could be turned in for items, personal items, as far as any kind of gifts. The school is thinking it would be nice for them to have Christmas gifts. And it was really quite surprising that the students actually did not do the gifts for themselves, but thought about Christmas gifts for their families. This was not what they had, what the school had thought would be the way it would work out. But it shows that kids are rewarded for basically having good grades. Like I say, the responsibility, respect, and safety throughout the year really taught them a lesson. And it feels really good to be a part of that alumni of the school to see that kids are learning and are rewarded in a way that it may work out for their future education as being something good. So by Christmas time, by hearing the kids not thinking of themselves personally but of others, really makes me feel great. Just thought I'd pass that little story on and wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and hopefully 2014 will actually be better than ever. N1TXP back to net control.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for sharing that. But I will tell you, this is you know, Kathleen, K6SUN. She is a school teacher, and this is how her district or her schools have been doing it for quite some time. It's done on a weekly basis. It's a point system. They earn it for, they call it ICARE, I-C-A-R-E, and it's for respect and responsibility, engagement, and I think pretty much what you have, responsibility, but every letter stands for something, and the children receive the points on a weekly basis from all teachers. That same way, and also, if I understand it correctly, they give out little tickets for each class for good behavior, for what they've done right, and they also have a, they call it a positive behavior store, and they buy things. So it's pretty much something they've been doing for at least a couple years, and so I'm glad that other communities and other states and school districts are doing the same. So thank you, and I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Let me conclude the Santa Express this afternoon with a final poem, which I read every year, and maybe some of you have heard this, and this has to do with ham radio, but hopefully you'll enjoy. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through 2 meters, not a signal was keying up any repeaters. The antennas reached up from the tower quite high to catch the weak signals that bounced from the sky. The children Tech Pluses took their HTs to bed and dreamed of the day they'd be extras instead. Mum put on her headphones, I plugged in the key, and we tuned 40 meters for that Ray ZK3. When the meter was pegged by a signal with power, it smoked a small diode and I swear shook the tower. Mom yanked off her phones and with all she could muster, logged a spot of the signal on the DX packet cluster. While I ran to the window and peered up at the sky to see what could generate our F that high. It was away in the distance, but the moon made it gleam, a flying sleigh with an 8-element beam and a little old driver who looked slightly mean. Let me pause. So I thought for a moment that it might be Wayne Green, but no, it was Santa, the Santa of hams. On a mission this Christmas to clean up the bands, he circled the tower, then stopped in his track, and he slid down the coax right into the shack. While Mum and I hid behind stacks of CQ, the Santa of hamming knew just what to do. He cleared off the shack desk of paper and parts and filled out all my late QSLs for a start. He ran copper braid, took a steel rod, and pounded it into the earth till the station was grounded. He tightened loose fittings, resoldered connections, cranked down modulation, installed lightning protection. He neutralized tubes in my linear amp. Never worked right before. Now it worked like a champ. A new low-pass filter cleaned up the TV. He corrected the settings in my TNC. Let me pause again. He repaired the computer that would not compute, and he backed up the hard drive and got it to boot. Then he reached real deep in the bag that he brought, and he pulled out a big box. A new rig, I thought, a new Kenwood, and I come a Yaesu for me. If he thought I'd been bad, it might be QRP. Yes, the ultimate station. How could I deserve this? Could it be all those hours that I worked public service? He hooked it all up, and in record time, quickly worked 100 countries, all down on 160. I should have been happy. It was my call he sent. But the cards and the postage will cost 2 months' rent. He made final adjustments and left the card by the key. To Gary from Santa Claus, 73. Then he grabbed his HT, looked me straight in the eye, punched a code on the pad, and was gone. No goodbye. I ran back to the station, and the pileup was big, but a card from St. Nick would be worth my new rig. Oh, too late for his final. It came over the air. It was all copied all over. It was heard everywhere. The hands of Sama exclaimed, what a ham might be. Merry Christmas to all, and to all good DX. Let me drop it here. I'll throw it for any final check-ins as I close this afternoon's program. All right, hearing nothing, I want to say it has been indeed been such a pleasure today to be your moderator for the VOIP Santa Express. And Mr. and Mrs. Claus want to extend holiday wishes from our home to your home, that all of my team, boys, girls, men and women everywhere, have a safe and joyous holiday season. We all want the same for this joyous season, and it is our hope that all receive those special gifts from Santa Claus this year. I want to again thank Santa's team, all the stations that connected, and all the boys, girls, and men and women for inviting South Cars into their home this year. So on behalf of South Cars and the Santa Express, I want to close this session of the 2013 VOIP Santa Express and wish everyone a very special and safe holiday season. So at this time, I will return the server to regular amateur traffic. Happy holidays to everyone, and have a very splendid Christmas. Very prosperous and joyous New Year with special Christmas wishes from Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. 73, everyone.